All right. Welcome to this edition of the Microrise V Show. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, along with my co-host, Bob Walsh. And we're here at the Software Industry Conference in Denver, Colorado. And today I'm talking with Judy Tayebji Wilson, who is the CEO of Tugboat Enterprises, who makes a product called Selkie Rescue, which, as I understand it, is something to help you when you get really in trouble and you need that data and you can't boot the computer or it's about to smoke and,
exactly.
it won't boot. That dreaded, you know, blue screen of death.
You know, it's funny. I think most of us have been there.
All of us have been there.
Well, I always hesitate to say all of us because I don't want Microsoft to phone and say, you know, Archer Leah.
Those of us at Microsoft have been there more often than anybody else because we always get to dog food the early versions of the software.
Right. So you're the ones who are really tearing your hair out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, then you should definitely have Selkie. I mean, Selkie Rescue is your friend. That's I like to say it's a lifesaver software that we developed. We developed in response to an identified need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was what was happening. And I have to say, I love Windows, and I've been a Windows user since there's been Windows. And it's one of those things that I wish I'd had 5 years ago and, you know, through the years, because it'll allow you to have instant access to your files. In the end, we don't mind if our computer's gone for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a bit of a headache, but usually we can get access to a working computer. It's the files we need.
Right, exactly. And when you in those situations, you usually need them now rather than later.
Oh, and not only that, what about photos? I mean, how many of us know people who had bad computers full of their photos and they never got the photos
off? And they only exist in one place.
Yeah, that's I find that really sad.
In the digital audio business, we always say if it doesn't exist in two physically different places, it doesn't exist. And many, many people are in that state.
Yes.
So tell me a little about Tugboat. Where are you guys located and how big are you?
Well, we're a startup, so we're a small company still. The core team is about 10, and then we have a sales department and we have a development department that are not in our main office. And we started the company about 3 years ago. And the first couple of years is, you know, the development and the learning and the starving and the, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But we're very, very determined, and we've had a lot of fun. And now this is our breakout year. This is the year that we start to, we've already started to make some excellent connections with some of the big companies. And what's nice is people get the product. I mean, they get it. They're like, yes, I have a laptop. I need this.
Well, as we often say on the show, you know, the best products come from having your own itch to scratch because you know, damn it, that's something that I need. Or darn it, that's something that I need.
Exactly. And you know what? I brought you a copy.
Oh, wonderful.
Licensed to you. I didn't bring Bob one.
Oh, well.
But so I'll owe him one.
That can be rectified.
That's right. I'll have to send him one.
And where are you guys located?
We're located in British Columbia.
Okay.
And we're on the West Coast, and we look out at bald eagles and porpoises, and our office it's outside of Vancouver. Most people know where Vancouver is.
Uh-huh.
And we thought about locating in Vancouver, and we have a lot of our administrative people are there. But our development office is on an organic sheep farm on the ocean in a place called Pell River.
Well, what's a Selkie?
A Selkie is a mythical creature that, if you know anything about Scotland and northeast Scotland, the Orkney Islands, they believe that Selkies were magic people who were seals in the ocean, and they shed their skin at night, and they came on shore, and they were very beautiful people, and our Selkie is the one that rescues sailors.
It sounds like a good metaphor for what you do.
Yeah, well, if your tugboat is in trouble, you need to call a Selkie.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And so also, Selkies are transformative. And that's what we do, is we take the broken computer, we transform it into a file share, and get your stuff right away. Plus, look at the logo. It's kind of nice.
That is. It's very nice.
It's so easy in software to get, you know, kind of stale and boring. I don't know. So we thought we'd do something. Selkie Rescue is a bootable CD that will rescue your files, recover your files, recover your data, your photos, your music files, after Windows has crashed. Sometimes Windows crashes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any version of Windows?
Yes. It will even work with Vista, which is new. And the only caveat to that is that if you go to our site and download it, the download interface has a few problems. Vista doesn't recognize it yet. That'll be fixed very soon.
A lot of people are on that boat right now.
That's right. But the program itself works beautifully with Vista.
You know, I was reading over your material, and it sounds like it doesn't really need the operating system.
That's right. It's independent of the operating system, and that makes us unique.
Why did you go that route rather than rely on whatever operating system they had there?
Well, what we found, Tugboat Enterprises is a startup company, mm-hmm. and we started with two techies and two business people.
Okay.
And the techies walked in and said, can you guys help us? We've created this prototype, and 90% of the people who walk through the door have broken Windows operating systems. Mm-hmm. They need their data right away. And we have something that, if you help us, we think we can make it into a program that works.
Okay.
And so we help them, and it works well, and it answers a demand that's there.
Now, has this been, this is out now, and how long has it been out?
You know, it's only been out since January.
Okay.
It's very new, and we're improving it all the time. In fact, very soon we're going to be coming out with an antivirus engine embedded. So if a virus has taken out your computer, then we'll be actually able to transfer the files without any risk of the virus coming across.
Will that work, too, if you have a spyware, malware incident?
That's right.
Okay.
It's basically any malicious attack. Right now what we say to people is make sure that the recovery computer has all of that up to date.
Okay.
Very soon we'll actually have an engine built in that will catch that stuff.
Well, walk me through the procedure here. My computer has died. Well, I'm not going to use that computer to get on your website and download this.
Right.
What's the order of steps here I should be taking?
Well, you need a recovery computer. You need the computer that you will be working on immediately, because what we find is most people, when their computer crashes, they need the files right now.
Okay.
There might be a work in progress that isn't backed up on the overnight backup, and
right.
they need to get it.
I've seen a lot of critical mission stuff, especially in Excel, that lives on one desktop in a corporation.
Exactly.
And then the desktop breaks.
And right now, what they would do is call the technician, and that computer would walk away for 3 or 4 days. They'd take mm-hmm. the hard drive out. Sometimes, if they're really worried about it, it gets sent off to a recovery lab.
Right.
Costs you a couple $1,000s.
Right.
What we're trying to do is make it do it yourself. We want you back to work right away. If you're in a small office, you're probably on a little network.
Okay.
Might have a couple of different work systems there. Selke will actually identify which work group you want. You said walk you through it.
Sure.
So you've got your dead computer.
Okay.
Let's assume
it's your accounting computer. It's got all of your AR on it.
Right. And let's assume then that it's networked. That's the first scenario. You say, oh, no, what am I going to do? You grab Selke.
Mm-hmm.
You boot that dead computer to Selke.
Okay.
Selke will find all the work groups on the system and ask you where you want those files to be. And in the case of accounting, you don't want them appearing on a network where someone else can get them because they're sensitive, right?
Sure.
So you say, well, I want it in the accounting work group.
Mm-hmm.
Selke creates the file share instantly.
Okay.
You go to a recovery computer that's in that work group.
Right.
And you move your files.
Well, this might sound like something that doesn't happen, but I've actually seen this happen. People know that they just put that file there. They don't really internalize folder names and folder hierarchies.
That's right.
Especially in a lot of corporate positions. How good is the interface in Selke for finding the things you want to back up as well as just recovering them?
Well, it relies a little bit on you yourself.
Okay.
You have to know what you want. For example, do you want your email files? Do you want your accounting files will be in the program? And what we've done is we've created a manual that tells you all the file extensions and exactly where to look.
Now,
what it will do is most of your files are going to be in one main folder.
Okay.
So most of your data files. You grab that folder, it moves it in the exact same order, too.
Okay.
That's what that matters a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, you can waste a lot of time thinking, oh, now, how do I reorganize this so it looks the way I want it?
How about desktops? Because I see often the situation of, you know, the 50 critical files on the desktop.
Mm-hmm. Routine. Yeah, you can pull the desktop.
Okay.
Yeah. But we also want to make sure that you get everything. We had a couple of examples where you could hear the hard drive grinding. And so you think, okay, you've got to get everything out. You have one shot.
Right.
Go and look at all the extensions. We will walk you through it so that you actually grab everything you need. Move it over right away.
Okay.
Then you want to go and shut off the dead computer so that you don't still have the file share on that work group.
Right.
And you're good to go. That computer can be taken off and we actually also identify the device drivers in the dead computer.
Okay.
So the technician has a bit of a roadmap.
Sounds good.
So now you can actually just blow everything off the computer and fix it.
Good.
In addition, now, the second scenario would be you have a laptop.
Uh-huh.
Most people travel around with laptops.
Right.
And theoretically, they get backed up, but in reality, they don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you have to get a crossover cable. You create the network. We walk you through that, too.
Okay.
You can move everything to a laptop. We've had people do that, actually. And, I mean, the data is usually a lot more valuable than the laptop nowadays. So you grab a new laptop, get the crossover cable, move what you need, and send that laptop off to fix, because it's a lot harder to take a laptop apart and get your hard drive out.
That makes sense. So really, this is more of a, you know, in case of fire, break glass type of product.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
We figure everybody should have one.
Well, I can imagine that. And I can also imagine that for a lot of businesses, especially when you're moving really quickly, you just don't have time for, you know, the type of meticulous backups that people should be doing, or you don't have an IT department that's enforcing that. That makes a lot of sense.
Or you have rogue executives.
Honestly, rogue executives, okay.
You know why? Because you can talk to the IT people, and they often tear their hair out because they can, all they can do is say, "Excuse me, Mr. CEO, could you please give me your laptop so I can back it up?"
And they say, "No, go
ahead. Well, I'll get to you next week."
Maybe.
You know, and the next week the guy shows up.
So,
and same thing.
One disk for as many computers as you need?
Well,
or how does this all work?
We're very friendly right now.
Okay.
You know, because we've just started off. So
fair enough.
What we have is a technician's license, and we're asking if you have six technicians, they should each have a technician's license.
No, that makes sense.
And they can use it as often as they need to for the computers that are their responsibility.
But if you're talking about, you know, a really small business, they have three computers.
Yeah, they should just buy one.
Okay.
I mean, our ULIS says two.
Okay.
Two computers per license, but we also recognize, well, what we want is we want people to love the program. So
good.
We're not, you know, we're not going to send spies, you know.
Okay. Well, what does it cost?
It's $100.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it is actually.
Okay.
In fact, it was funny when we launched an early version of Selkie and called it Lifeboat and found that the number one response was there's no way you can do that for $100. No way. So we had to start taking that program and getting, we got a lot of awards, we got a lot of recognition.
Right.
Once we got the third party validation, and we rolled out Selkie and now we're good
to go. Well, this sounds like a type of product that anybody who's using Windows really ought to have.
Yeah. Well, we actually, I mean, seriously, it's a lifesaver sometimes.
Yeah. That, as you said, the data is so much more valuable than the hardware these days.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you for talking.
Judy, thank you so much for coming on the Micro ISV show here on Channel 9.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're going to be one of our first video episodes for the Micro ISV show. And, of course, it'll also still be available in audio form.
That's great.
All of our videos are now also automatically converted for audios.
That's great. I think it's actually really nice to see how video is just coming ahead in leaps and bounds. And I think the Internet will become the preferred place to watch video very soon.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So where do people go if they want to find out about Selkie and your company?
They can go to selkierescue.com and they will find everything they need there. And coming soon to a laptop dealer near you.
All right, that sounds great. Judy, thanks so much.
Thank you.